Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Hello, Yahias.
Sonny, I understand there's a big football vote coming up in your report.
Yahias, we're now exactly 2 weeks away to the FIFA presidential election in Zurich, Switzerland. At stake is arguably the most powerful position in international sports, head of world football's governing body. There are five candidates: Gianni Infantino of Switzerland, Jerome Champagne of France, Salman bin Ibrahim al-Khalifa of Bahrain, Tokyo Sekwale of South Africa, and Prince Ali bin al-Hussein of Jordan. Prince Ali is warning FIFA will no longer be able to credibly govern world football if it does not clean up its act. Lisa Schlein tells us more from Geneva.
FIFA's long-serving president, Sepp Blatter, was forced to step down after the organization he led for 17 years became mired in scandal last year. A new president will be chosen on February 26th from a list of five candidates. Prince Ali al-Hussein, who is in the running, says the election will be FIFA's last chance to turn its back on the shame and turmoil of the past and turn a new page. He warns business as usual is no longer possible. He says a real and visible change in the culture of the organization must take place to ward off the worst.
If we don't do that, the outside forces that have already affected FIFA will only grow stronger. Governments will step up their investigations, more sponsors will walk away, and more revenue will be lost.
The United States has indicted 14 officials and associates of FIFA on wire fraud, racketeering, and money laundering charges. In a separate action, Swiss authorities have launched a criminal inquiry into FIFA's controversial awarding of the 2018 and 2022 World Cups to Russia and Qatar. Prince Ali says his reform plan will turn FIFA into a transparent, ethical, and democratic organization that is accountable to governments, associations, and the public. For starters, he says he will propose a limit of 2 4-year consecutive terms for FIFA president and members of the executive committee. He says he will disclose top salaries. If elected president, he says he will immediately contact the Swiss and U.S. attorney generals to offer cooperation to reach a swift conclusion to their investigations. He says FIFA, under his presidency, would no longer be ruled by fear and intimidation.
Let me tell you what happens when you don't go with the recognized powers in FIFA. Development projects mysteriously stall. Tournament hosting bids are suddenly compromised or withdrawn. National teams start to mysteriously face less favorable fixtures and even referees. All of these are effective ways to punish member associations that fail to demonstrate political loyalty.
Prince Ali says FIFA's 209 members know the organization is in crisis. He says the presidential election on February 26th is critical, as it will determine whether a small group of powerful individuals will hold FIFA hostage. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thanks, Lisa. Just ahead on the sunny side of sports, my VOA colleague James Buddy will have a Black History Month segment on one of basketball's greatest players.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
It's time now for Black History Month facts for today, February 12th. On this day in 1934, retired American professional basketball player William Felton Bill Russell was born in West Monroe, Louisiana. He played for the Boston Celtics of the National Basketball Association, NBA, from 1956 to 1969. The five-time NBA Most Valuable Player, Russell was the centerpiece of the Celtics dynasty, winning 11 NBA championships during his 13-year career. Along with Henry Richer of the National Hockey League's Montreal Canadiens, Russell holds the record for the most championships won by an athlete in a North American sports league.
Don't give up the fight. Joining us once again on the sunny side of sports is Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny.
Andrew, what's trending in the sports world on this Friday?
Well, the name Adam Johnson has been trending for the past couple of days. Now, Adam Johnson is a 28-year-old English footballer, formerly of the Sunderland Football Club.
Okay.
Of course, EPL is huge around the world, so a lot of interest in that. But Adam Johnson pled guilty to having a physical relationship with an underage girl, and so this has been trending as his trial has proceeded. A lot of social media reaction to this, people ranging from sadness over the situation, disgust, and the one comment I thought was very interesting, someone tweeted out and said, "Millions of young men dream of playing in the EPL and dream of playing football." And he, Adam Johnson, had this dream and kind of gave it away. So that really struck a chord, I think, with a lot of people on social media that he had this great life, this great career, and then threw it away.
Yeah, I imagine Sunderland fans have to be kind of in mourning on this Friday.
I think so, and it's the interesting thing, not just within England, but like I said, around the world, there's so much interest. There are Sunderland fans all over the world. There are EPL fans all over the world. So there's a lot of global interest to the story, and that's why it's one of the top global trending terms on Twitter today.
Andrew, let me remind our Voice of America listeners, in terms of Twitter, you can send me tweets at VOA Sunny Sports. At VOA Sunny Sports is my handle. And my Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Andrew, let me share a few Facebook messages I received on Friday. My friend Vincent Maloba writes from Kenya's capital, Nairobi. Vincent is a constable for the Kenya Police Diplomats Protection Unit, and he's also known as the beat cop for the sunny side of sports. I must admit, Andrew, I always feel safer when the beat cop is on patrol in Nairobi.
Absolutely.
Vincent says he tunes in the sunny side of sports and other VOA programming on 107.5 FM, the Voice of America's 24/7 FM affiliate in Kenya's capital. In Vincent's words, "I'm taking my seat as usual on this Friday evening, Sonny, to hear your show." Thanks for writing, Vincent. And Gona Aaron Geaton sent me another Facebook message from Zambia. And Aaron correctly points out that on this day 4 years ago, February 12th, 2012, the Chipolo Polo of Zambia won their first Africa Cup of Nations football trophy, beating Ivory Coast 8-7 on penalty kicks in Libreville, Gabon. Thanks for writing, Aaron, and a shout out for the Chipolo Polo of Zambia. Andrew, what else is trending in sports?
Well, turning from football to American football, Peyton Manning, of course, just won the Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos. Congratulations to him. But Peyton wasn't necessarily the top topic on social media. It was his brother, Eli. Now, okay. Eli Manning is
also a quarterback.
Also a quarterback for the New York Giants. And Eli Manning was watching his brother play in the Super Bowl, and Peyton Manning's Denver Broncos scored a touchdown, and they cut to Eli Manning and the Peyton and Eli Manning family. And Eli just looked so defeated and dejected. And this quickly spread across social media as a meme, people saying he couldn't even be happy for his brother. Well, Peyton's finally come out now on the Tonight Show. He went on there to making the rounds on the talk shows. And Peyton has said, "Well, Eli told me that he was actually contemplating the game, and that's why he had that look on his face. He was thinking, should he go for one extra point, the kick, or should they go for two extra points and try to run it into the end zone on the extra points after that touchdown?" So that was the explanation for that face, but a lot of social media reaction to that. As interesting as we've talked about before, with things like the Super Bowl, with these big sporting events, you never quite know what social media is going to seize on. And in this case, it was Eli Manning's reaction.
I was wondering if maybe Eli was dejected that his older brother has now tied him in terms of Super Bowl trophies.
That's funny, because that was the joke that everyone made on social media, that they would put the picture of Eli Manning's face and say, "Oh, I'm not the favorite son anymore." Or, "Oh, I guess we're tied now with number of Super Bowl wins. I'm not the top winner in the family." So it was interesting that a lot of people made a lot of jokes about that.
And just a reminder for our VOA football fans, American-style football, Peyton Manning's Denver Broncos defeated the Carolina Panthers 24-10 in the 50th Super Bowl played in Santa Clara, California. And now Eli and Peyton are tied. I think Eli has won two Super Bowl trophies with the New York Giants, but that's quite a family rivalry there.
It is, for sure, and it's one that may not continue, though, because one of the other things that social media is talking about is Peyton Manning. What is he going to do now that he's won this second Super Bowl? He's 39 years old. He was the oldest quarterback to play in a Super Bowl, let alone win a Super Bowl, and there's a lot of questions about his future, whether he's going to retire. At the end of the Super Bowl, a couple of journalists asked him on the field, said, "Do you have a big announcement you want to make?" And he said, "I'm going to take some time and think about it." So social media is all over that. They're wondering, is he going to retire? Is he not? I think most people are leaning towards, I think he's probably going to retire. He's going to go out on top. He's already, you know, the oldest quarterback to win a Super Bowl. He may not want to risk any more injury to try to win another one at the age of 40. 39 is probably the good time to go out.
Another athlete, Andrew, parallels to Peyton Manning. He's on his last leg, so to speak, in the sports world. Kobe Bryant, who has announced that this will be his final season in the National Basketball Association. Kobe will be in Toronto, Canada this weekend for the NBA's 65th annual All-Star Game. This will be Kobe's 18th All-Star appearance. Only one other player, retired great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, has made more with 19, but Kobe definitely has a following on Twitter, doesn't he?
I think Kobe has more Twitter followers than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, it's safe to say. Kobe Bryant has about 8.6 million Twitter followers, so a huge audience on social media, a champion that he is.
And once again, that game will be played on Sunday at the Air Canada Center in Toronto, the NBA's 65th annual All-Star Game. Andrew Palcheski, VOA social media reporter, thanks for joining us again on the Sunny Side of Sports.
Thank you so much for having me. Good to be here.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Have a good weekend, everyone. Back to Yeheyas Wuhee.
Thank you, Sonny. Thank you, Andrew. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And on